Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating this third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Sean Worthington is our guest, a tenured faculty member at Butte College. He's in part of the computer science department there. Expert on cryptocurrencies and computer information systems. The creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based cryptocurrency, which means it's different from others in that it doesn't use blockchain. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Cryptocurrency, Digital Currencies. Sean, I want you to talk to us about the implications of the emerging quantum computers. Now, folks, the computer you have right now and that you've been using now for decades is a digital computer. The programs operates on a binary system of ones and zeros. Quantum computers don't use bits, they use qubits. And a qubit has the ability to be in two places at once. And that gives it amazing speed. And something that a digital computer can process in, say, an hour, a quantum computer can process in 5 seconds. How far off am I there, Sean?
I think you're right on, and keep in mind that nobody really understands how this stuff works. So, but it does seem to be about 10,000 times faster than the speed of light, or more, and it's like magic.
It
breaks all the rules.
On the one hand, you think, wow, we could have a vaccine in 1 month instead of 10 years. We could solve important equations for the meaning of life. On the other hand, we have an entire digital regime of security that we rely on. Your passwords, for example, folks, that when bad guys or bad states get quantum computer capability, that regime will become worthless. Is that hyperbole?
That's right, because much of our encryption depends on the inability or the difficulty that we have in factoring prime numbers.
Yeah.
And quantum computers are very good at that. We've already used quantum, or they've already demonstrated that they can use them to factor prime numbers. And once you know how to factor a prime number, it doesn't really matter how big that number gets. And so there's no way that we can just make the numbers bigger. The quantum computers can solve that. And that affects SSL, which is the major encryption that we use to send credit card information around. And it also affects the blockchain because they use public key encryption as well.
Yep.
And so that's all vulnerable. And our government, the United States government, has already gotten away from using SSL and started using other encryption standards, and they're trying to develop new ones.
This is all going to be part of our future, folks. And because quantum computers are not in science fiction, folks. They exist right now. They're operating right now. Some of them in the United States, some of them in China, some of them in probably Russia. So the thing about your strong password, folks, you can make it as strong as you can make it 129 characters, and that makes it unreasonable. That can be broken, right, Sean? That password can be broken, but with digital technology, it would take too long to be worth it for whatever they can get from you. But if a quantum computer could break that thing in 5 seconds, then it might be worth coming after your $150 in the bank.
Yeah. I mean, these things are very expensive right now, but we see that they're exploding much faster than most people would think that they're, I mean, the technology is really developing quickly. And we even have Honeywell that's saying that in a couple of years, they'll have the technology or the qubits that are necessary to hack, password protected databases. So this could be something that affects us in the very near future.
Well, and it's certainly going to be the technology of the rest of the 21st century. I mean, sometime this decade, would you say that sometime this decade we'll cross over from digital to quantum on a more of a ubiquitous way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have lots of problems that we can't solve because we don't have the computing power. It's just going to take us billions of years. But now this changes everything. Now we can these problems that we never could solve, now we can figure them out.
Our challenge, though, is going to be keeping it in the hands of the good guys. Hey, Sean, good job today. Will you come back soon? Give us your website before you go,
absolutely,
by the way. Give us your website again, please.
Cloudcoin.global.
Cloudcoin.global. And you're going to be on the exchange, folks. He's going to be in the Cloudcoin is going to be in the exchange next month. So check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.